News 97 and 98 News Director Steve Rubo with you. I couldn't help but noticing that the Pentwater Arts Council has awarded some grants to some local schools in Oceana County. Much of it to purchase musical instruments and art supplies. And I said, hey, you know what? First of all, I have to catch up with the Pentwater Arts Council. It's been quite a while since I've talked with them anyway. So let's get on the line. The president of the Pentwater Arts Council, her name is Judy Pazel. And Ms. Pazel, thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Well, let's talk about what's going on at the Pentwater Arts Council, because what I was hearing is that you had over $5,000 in grants that you just distributed.
That's just one of our projects. And yes, we do have a teacher grant program to support the arts, and it's brought us in all of the schools in Oceana County.
Yeah, I noticed that the New Era Christian and Oceana Christian schools, they're getting some money for their music program, some glockenspiels for the students. And at Shelby Public Schools, their elementary art program is getting some money for polymer clay and tools. That's to help out the curriculum for over 500 elementary students there. But what really caught my eye was that Pentwater Public Schools, both their band and their art program, are getting some help from the Arts Council. Tell us about it.
Well, we know that there is always a stretch to the budget, and some of the things that get left behind often when we're looking toward the academics are the arts. And so we support theater, we support music, we support graphic arts, and we're here to support the students in Oceana County. And we not only have this grant program, we are also the sponsors of the Oceana County Student Art Show, which takes place every spring. And it includes all of the schools in Oceana County that you just mentioned, as well as any homeschool students.
Okay, that's interesting. You know, I was in band when I went through high school at Mason County Central Schools, and always there was talk whenever the millages came around, they weren't about to cut football. But when it came to band, we were always on the cusp, you know, are we going to have to make cuts? So that's why I'm so glad that you do help out arts and music at these schools, because they often do get overlooked. At Pentwater Public Schools, their band program's getting, what, some new clarinets, I'm hearing?
Yes, I believe that's true, correct. But in addition to Pentwater Schools, and as you mentioned, very often when millages come around, there are things that get cut, and very often they're music and art. And so at one time in quite recent history, one of the local school districts did cut an art teacher. That position has been reinstated. But during the period of time when it was eliminated, the Arts Council provided the district with an after-school art teacher for the students so they could still experience art education.
All right. You brought them back. That's great. You were telling me before that not only is Pentwater Public Schools getting new quality clarinets for their band students, but their art program is going to be able to buy some drawing materials for students in the 8th through 12th grades.
The art teacher in Pentwater, Carey, is just great at reaching out and developing different programs, and they vary through the years, but she's had travel experiences, which she's brought back to the students, and she sponsors a lot of different types of art, and she works K through 12, which is a challenge for anybody who has to develop art programs because the abilities of the students is so varied as their ages vary, and she has done an amazing job.
Well, here's a dumb observation in that it's pretty obvious. I'll bet that they are thrilled, these schools, when you told them, hey, we're going to help you out.
Well, for the most part, they are pretty thrilled. It is the responsibility of the teachers within the district to support all of these programs. The student art show, they have to save the art and select the art and work to have it prepared for the show. And the same with the grants, they have to apply for them. And there is a jury that selects the ones. And for the most part, they've been excellent. This is our, I think, third year of the student grant program, perhaps the second year. and it's been very successful and well appreciated by all the teachers.
I can imagine. I mean, now, I don't know exactly how much money these schools got. It's just that we're hearing that they split up between the four schools, $5,500 in grants. Do you have an idea exactly how much money is going to each school?
I don't have that in front of me right now, but they vary. The programs vary, and it depends from year to year how much they ask for. We try to support them as much as we possibly can, but of course we have a limited budget ourselves, so it varies from year to year. And sometimes, and this could be interesting to the audience, we have received donations from the public specifically for the grant program. And that's been very, very helpful and instrumental for us to be able to honor all of the grant requests. So if any of the listeners would like to donate, our website, which is pentwaterartscouncil.org, will have forms on it where people can contribute. You can either print off the form and mail it in, or there is a way to contribute online. In addition to all of the school programs, we also have a very active three-year sculpture project, which had, I believe it was, five sculptures in the summer of 2022. Two of them were purchased for permanent placement in Pentwater. And then this last summer, 2023, we had six new sculptures, and two of those were placed as a gift to the citizens of Pentwater. And so next year, which will be the third year of the program, we will have additional new sculptures, and this sculpture project will run in this coming year from June of 24 to May of 25. And this program offers the opportunity for school education. We have a parent and teacher book that involves students in the appreciation of the sculpture medium. And then there is a People's Choice Award and a Juror Award, and they are monetary that are given to the artists who are selected. And mostly in the past, the sculptures have been along Hancock Street in Pentwater, but with the expansion of more sculptures, we're going to branch out further into the community for this coming up and last year of the sculpture project.
Wow. The art scene is alive and thriving in Oceana County, and thanks in large part to the Pentwater Arts Council. And as we were just hearing, you can go to pentwaterartscouncil.org and find out more. Maybe toss them a few dollars. They certainly can use it. We've just heard from the president of the Pentwater Arts Council, Judy Pazel, joining us. And Judy, thanks so much for some great information today.
Well, thank you very much for your interest, and we really appreciate it.